Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. If you're driving up 95, I hear there's some traffic on 95, and if you're listening on 95.9, that's where you are. If you're up on the Treasure Coast, 106.9, we're thrilled that you're with us again tonight. I have a most important show to talk about tonight. One of the most critical subjects for us as we age is the impact and propensity for us to fall. The statistics about falling are staggering, and oftentimes the impact of a fall can be devastating. I frankly know from personal experience just how serious a fall can be. And tonight we're going to talk about what you can do to prevent falls and how you can build the skills you need to stay out of the emergency room. My guest tonight is a very good friend of mine, someone I know for a long time. Stephanie Rzbica is here. She's an expert on the subject matter, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in just a minute. But in the meantime, we had some good news this weekend, didn't we? J&J, it's out there. I know there's a lot of confusion. People think it's not as efficacious as Moderna or Pfizer, but that's not true. It's 100% effective from keeping us out of the hospital and keeping us from dying of COVID. So whichever one you get the opportunity to get, do yourself a favor and do that. I hear in the state of Florida we're going to get 175,000 J&J this week to supplement the Moderna and the Pfizer. I encourage you all, please do your best to get yourself vaccinated as soon as you can. Having been vaccinated, I can tell you it's liberating. You really want to do that. So please, I encourage you to do that. In the meantime, if you haven't been, please stay diligent. Wear that mask. Stay away from people that you don't know in big crowds. Take care of yourself. We want you to be listening to this show for a very long time. But now, the reason you tuned in tonight is to hear my guest. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Stephanie Rzbica. Stephanie actually works for the parent company that owns my franchise. She works for Comfort Care Franchise Systems. She's the manager of strategic health programs. She's been with that organization, my organization, for over 16 years. She is responsible for developing and managing various company programs that are aimed at improving client care and health-related outcomes. Through numerous in-person visits to facilities, to hospitals, and to seniors living directly in their homes, she has allowed herself to understand and experience the unique needs of professionals and clients, and as a result has developed a unique opportunity to develop programs that can help older adults and their families live their best life possible. So, Stephanie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me, Scott. I'm doing pretty good up here in Michigan. We don't have the same access to vaccines, so I'm right along with you. As long as you can get one, go for it.
Yeah, you got it. Is it snowing up there? I know you tried to talk everybody into letting you come down to do this in the studio. It didn't work.
That's right. As soon as it's safe to travel, I'll be there.
Yeah, good enough. You know, I said that we've gone way back because you do a lot of wonderful programs. One of the programs that you're working on now is a program called Gateway, G-A-I-T. And Gateway is a program designed to educate people about falls. And falls is a real, it's a real subject. So why don't we start with why we care about falls? What are some of the stats people should be paying attention to or understand or know about that maybe they don't?
Absolutely. So first, I just want to share, that the purpose behind sharing some of these statistics and some of the things we're just going to talk about falls in general is to really raise the awareness around falls and what true opportunities exist to empower older adults to manage their risk factors. Okay. And when we start understanding more about what those risk factors are and how they really lead to falls in the first place, it can help us reduce our chances of falling. And also, we want to enable all the listeners here to have better access to resources like various home and community-based services that can ultimately help reduce your chances of a fall. So when we do look at fall facts, and I'm glad you asked me because I think it really creates a framework of just how serious of an issue it is. So what the CDC shares with us is 1 in 4 older adults over the age of 65 fall every year. And that's what's actually reported or tracked. And we know that the results of a fall can have a huge impact on life and lifestyle. Also, falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries among adults 65 and older. Things like hip fractures or breaks, surgeries, rehab, and also traumatic brain injuries, all as a result of a fall. And one of the most staggering statistics that's pretty eye-opening to me is that each year, fall injuries account for about 10 to 15% of all emergency department visits per year. And basically what that translates into, Scott, is it's the number one reason, falls are the number one reason why older adults are admitted into the emergency department today.
You know, and, not to interrupt, just to put a fine point on that. Over the years, I've had some of the trauma center surgeons on, and here in Palm Beach County, I'm not sure this is true around the country, but here in Palm Beach County, 50% of all admissions to the emergency room for people over the age of 65 are as the result of a fall. So just to, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just to reinforce its devastating potential impact.
It is, and we actually think that because of the impact of COVID and inactivity and social isolation, that some of these numbers will actually increase exponentially because of it. You know, and so I like to also think about, well, why are there so many falls? You know, why are there so many injuries that are occurring? And, you know, the reasons why older adults fall is complex. And they are considered a geriatric syndrome or multifactorial health condition. These are big terms used in the medical community that basically means as we get older, our medical conditions tend to get a little more complex. And if they're underdiagnosed or not managed appropriately, those things can actually lead to falls. And because of that, we say falls are multifactorial. Now, the good news is that not all factors require medical management, and there are some things you can do at home, but ultimately, it truly does take a team approach. I always say this, is that caregiving is a team sport. So if you're an older adult caring for yourself or you're caring for a loved one, I'd like to say find your teammates. You have an entire healthcare team locally that is here to help support and embrace your role as you start to consider some of these things that we share with you, and that your in-home and community-based partners are essential members of your team. So I just really like to share that, you know,
And we're going to drill down on who some of those are and how how they can help.
That's
you
right.
know, one of the things, when you talk about multifactorial, I think it's really important because, you know, most people, I believe, most people think all of the falls happen in their home and it happens because the house is cluttered or there's a throw rug that shouldn't be there or they get up on a step stool. And all of that is true. I think when you and I talked about preparing for the show, the place in the home that people fall most really is not in the places we think it is. Everybody thinks it's in the kitchen and in the bathroom, and of course that is where a lot of them do. But you know, as we get older, we shuffle our feet, we don't raise our feet enough. The biggest place people fall is over the door jamb, which is interesting. So I hope that as we move forward through the rest of the night, we talk about the physical surroundings, your physical capability, not you per se, because you are, of course, much younger, and you don't possibly struggle from this, not like me. And then also the people that you were just talking about, you know, your team, which I think is really important. I know that you touched briefly about emergency room visits and potential TBI and fractures, but you know, to me, those are often life-changing events, and they're much more serious. I have relayed on this show over the years my mother-in-law fell, broke her hip, and 3 weeks later we buried her. So there are some real world consequences to these falls. Am I right?
Yeah. There are. There are several consequences and poor outcomes associated with falls and how you fall and what your recovery is like. And not all falls impact individuals in the same way. And that's also important to point out. And so what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, Scott, is kind of talk about what some of those risk factors are and then also some of those solutions, because I'm going to have to ask you all to hang in with me as we go through some of these risk factors, because it may seem like it's a lot to manage or consider. But I also want to share, as we kind of proceed here with the show, that there's a lot of things that you can do, and you don't have to be another statistic, because falls are not an inevitable part of aging.
Perfect. Go for it.
So I like, great. So I like to say that, you know, when we start looking at risk factors in older adults, okay, what the data tells us is that not all falls, like I just shared with you, impact older adults in the same way. And so when we start looking at risk factors, we kind of categorize older adults, those 65 and older, into two categories. The first category are those that we consider our community-dwelling older adults that are fairly active in the community. And then the second category are those that are more institutionalized, homebound, or frail. And actually, the risk factors are a little bit different for each group. So I'm going to take a look and kind of talk about the risk factors that are in those community dwelling older adults. Now, there's 14 risk factors, so hang in there with me. I'm going to kind of give you this laundry list, and then we can talk about what some of these things mean. So some of those risk factors in older adults include things like age, polypharmacy. I always say you can't talk about falls and not mention or discuss medications, poor balance, the fear of falling, visual impairment, orthostatic hypotension, foot deformities and footwear, previous falls, which we don't always think that as being an indicative factor of falling again, but it certainly is. Some of those high-risk medications that the CDC has identified that leads to falls, leg muscle weakness, cognitive impairment, depression, neuropathy of the feet, and comorbidities. So that is the actual list of risk factors that have been identified that are contributing factors to falls in our community-dwelling older adults. So the thing that's interesting about age, and I'm going to kind of expand upon these things a little bit, is with age, as I mentioned, just because you get older does not mean that you have to fall. And what's really interesting is that the highest risk group for experiencing a fall are those that are aged 95 and older. So that means that a lot of our listeners here have a tremendous opportunity to do something about their fall risk. Now, the other aspect that I like to talk about are previous falls. So it's actually the number one risk factor for falling is a previous fall. And so we actually look at falls in older adults as a centennial event, which basically means once you've experienced one, the likelihood of experiencing another one increases. And again, these falls can be linked to medical conditions.
But why don't we explain to people, Stephanie, because I don't think people understand that. And it's really important, because, and I don't really want to gloss over it for the audience. If you fall in once, I know the statistic. If you fall in once, you are twice as likely to fall again in the next 12 months as if you had never fallen. So I think when people fall, they tend to become really overly cautious. Am I correct? So what? Is the reason that people are going to fall again, is that because they are now becoming way too cautious, or because they had an underlying condition that caused the fall, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both, actually. So there's usually several reasons. So the first, like you mentioned, is because of a medical condition that's either hasn't been diagnosed or isn't being managed properly that actually led to that fall. The other is the fear of falling that actually results in decreased activity, which leads to deconditioning or muscle weakness. So, you know, that fear of falling and the previous falls really work together, unfortunately, not in a good way, and is a contributing factor to falls. So we're trying, you know, to get to as many older adults as we can, like on these radio shows and podcasts, and really talk about these risk factors so we can start managing them before someone experiences a fall. Now, the good news, though, is even if you've experienced one, it doesn't mean that you have to experience another one. It just means we need to understand what are these risk factors leading to these falls and what can we do differently today to manage them than what I'm doing currently. Now, the other aspect to falls is polypharmacy and high-risk medication. So polypharmacy is, again, a big medical term that simply means taking several medications that can increase an older adult's risk of falling. And polypharmacy in fall risk is attributed to those that are taking 8 or more.
So again, I just interject here to the audience. The average Medicare discharge from a hospital, the average Medicare discharge from the hospital is taking 13 medications, typically prescribed by 3 different physicians. So when Stephanie is talking about polypharmacy, I will say it in a less polite way. We take too damn many drugs and they screw up our balance and other things, and consequently, we fall. Polypharmacy is serious. And Stephanie, if I'm not mistaken, polypharmacy isn't only the overuse of prescription drugs, but supplements, vitamins, and other things play a role as well?
They do. So polypharmacy and looking at those medications or over-the-counter medications that lead to risk of falling, what we are really looking at are over-the-counter medications and prescribed, not necessarily vitamins, although some can interact with your, you know, daily medications that you might take to manage a condition. But in general, over-the-counter and prescribed medications. And it's not only the total number, but also the wrong type. So polypharmacy is kind of a two-type defined word or terminology to describe both of those things. And it's a serious issue. And I don't know about you, Scott, but I've talked to a lot of older adults in my lifetime, both personally and through working through Comfort Care. And I can't tell you how many clients and individuals I've met, just like you, that are on not just 13, 15, 16 medications a day. And the question I always follow up with is, well, do you know why you're on these? And a lot of times the response I get is, well, no. In fact, I don't know how I ended up on so many.
And that's absolutely right. And then I would add in, while we're on this conversation, I'd add in two things. One is alcohol plays a role in this too, because alcohol is a medication. So if you're like me and you enjoy a glass or two of wine at night or a cold beer or a cocktail and you're taking medication, you need to be really careful. The other thing is, and maybe we could talk about this when we come back from the break, we talk about medication reconciliation, because I think people are afraid to question their physicians about all of exactly what you just said, Stephanie. They don't know what they're on, they don't know why they're on, and they don't know based on who prescribed them whether they should or should not be on it. All of us in our space, Stephanie, have experienced exactly what you just talked about, which is people don't know. I mean, I once had a client who was on Lipitor in the morning and Crestor at night because it was prescribed by two different physicians. If you're listening, audience, those are the same drugs, my friend. You don't do one in the morning and one at night. But anyway, guess if you're just calling, if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight talking about falls. Falls are so critical to your health and well-being, to the existence, to allowing you to live the best life possible. And I'm talking to clearly an expert on the subject in Stephanie Wierzbicka. Stephanie is the manager of strategic health programs for the parent company of my company. I know I don't ever talk about Comfort Care on the show, and I'm not really talking about it tonight, but I didn't know anybody who knew more about this than Stephanie did. If you have questions about falls for Stephanie or for myself, the good news is you don't have to wait. You can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
Hi, I'm Laura Oliveris, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well. From safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one, Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're a regular listener, you know that we're here every Monday from 6 to 7. If you're new, we're still here every Monday from 6 to 7 talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents here on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom. Tonight we're talking about falls. Falls can be devastating, particularly as we age. It can be life-changing. It can be deadly. It can be an amazing change of direction for the quality of our life if we're not careful. But we don't have to be victimized by falls. My guest tonight, Stephanie Wierzbicka, is an expert in falls as she has developed a program called Gateway, G-A-I-T-W-A-Y, Gateway. And she did that as the manager for strategic health programs at the parent company of my franchisor system, Comfort Care Senior Services, Best Life Brands. And she really knows her stuff. If you just tuned in, you've missed the beginning. But if you've been listening, you know I speak the truth. Stephanie, I don't want to spend the whole night on polypharmacy, although I could. But there is something that if we've raised the level of concern in the audience tonight about polypharmacy, taking too many drugs, there is something strategic that someone or everyone can do, and it doesn't cost any money, right? What would you suggest? I assume you know what I'm talking about, but if not, I'll jump in.
Yeah, not a problem. There's actually, I think, two things that individuals can consider. The first is go to your local pharmacy. Pharmacists are a great resource to help older adults and their families identify, are these the right medications? Are there duplicates? And is there an opportunity to do what I like to call de-prescribe? We're always looking at ways that we can ensure that, and I follow what the CDC says, stop medications when possible, switch to safer alternatives, and reduce medications to the lowest effective dose. The other aspect is if you have a relationship with your physician, you can consider taking those medications or a list and review them with your primary care physician. Now, if you're seeing multiple specialists, you know, they may not be aware of all the medications that follow that spectrum, but either one is a great place to start in trying to manage medications and reduce specifically those that are at high risk and connected to falls.
Yep, I set that up for you. That was great. Yes, the only thing I would add to that is go to the pharmacy. And when you go to the pharmacy, take everything you're taking, over-the-counter, vitamins, supplements, and your drugs in their original container. Put it in a plastic bag. Go to your pharmacist, and they're going to charge you the outrageous price of zero because they'd love to do that, because there's a lot of impact on your ability to stand upright in the medications that you take. So anyway, I won't drill down anymore, and I interrupted you from some of the other things you wanted to talk about. So go for it.
Okay, not a problem. It's an important thing to discuss because it impacts so many of us. So before our break, we were just talking about just risk factors, right? So again, when we talk about falls, we just simply want to start with why are they occurring? What's contributing to them? So we're kind of going through this laundry list of items, but we also want to talk about the solutions. So before we can get to the solutions, just a few more risk factors I do want to point out. I did mention at the beginning portion of the show that there are actually 14 risk factors. For the sake of time, we're not going to be able to go through all of them, but I did really want to highlight those that do impact who we consider our community-dwelling older adults. We want to stay in the community, so it starts by identifying, well, what leads to these falls in the first place. So we mentioned age, previous falls, polypharmacy, so a few others that I kind of just want to pull out from that list that I think is important is poor balance. Most of falls are occurring when we're getting up, picking our foot up, either to a stair over a door jamb, as Scott mentioned previously. Also, depression. If you are experiencing depression and it's not being managed appropriately, we do see that individuals with depression have slower reaction times, which can actually increase risk of falling. And we know, unfortunately, that a lot of older adults are at risk for that. One other risk factor that I wanted to also point out is orthostatic hypotension. This is a pretty serious issue that a lot of times we see is contributed to, I'm feeling woozy. Or have you ever experienced when you kind of sit up, that dizziness? Now, I'm not saying that you have orthostatic hypotension, but oftentimes when we're changing our position from almost like lying to sitting down or sitting to standing, our blood pressure kind of needs to adjust in our body, right? But right. If we actually have an underlying condition, it can impact how that blood pressure is flowing through our body and can actually have our blood pressure go down, which means basically blood isn't getting to your brain fast enough and you start feeling lightheaded. So those are just some really important risk factors of the 14 that I just really wanted to highlight here.
No, and I think they're really important. And the sudden drop in, in blood pressure is real. Again, you know, I don't want to relate this just to me, but my wife fell last week, and when the EMT came, we happened to be someplace where EMT was on site. When EMT came, they took her blood pressure, and her blood pressure was at 90 over 60. Blood pressure can, sudden yeah. changes in blood pressure. Blood pressure yeah. can wreak havoc. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're talking about falls tonight with Stephanie Wisbeka. She is the manager of strategic health programs for the Comfort Care Division of Best Life Brands. She is an expert on falls. We've been talking about some of the fall statistics and the risk factors in there. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what are some of the things that we can think of or that we can suggest that can help you not become one of the statistics that we're talking about. We're thrilled that you're with us. We appreciate it. If you have questions about falls for Stephanie or for myself, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us tonight. Yes, it's Monday. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents here every Monday. We have some great shows lined up coming up. I'm going to tell you more about them in a little bit. But tonight, we have Stephanie Wisbeka here, and we're talking about what I think is one of the most important subjects that we can ever discuss on this show, because the devastating impact of falls can be life-altering. And frankly, I know that from personal experience, as does my guest. Stephanie Wisbeka is here. She is the manager of strategic health programs for the Comfort Care division of Best Life Brands. She's here, or not here, she's stuck in Detroit, which I guess is not a bad place to be, unless it's snowing, which I guess it has done a lot of. But anyway, Stephanie, I go back many years. She really is an expert on falls, and she helped developed a program called Gateway, which is helping peers of mine learn how to educate the community. And when I saw the program and understood how important it was to get the message out, I asked her to come on tonight. So in 10 years that I've been doing the show, I never had a guest from corporate. But tonight, Stephanie breaks that track record. So anyway, Stephanie, just before we move on to some of the things that we can do to prevent falls, the COVID has played a role in exacerbating the risk of falls. And maybe we can just talk briefly about that before we move on to the other subjects.
Yeah, of course. And so I'm glad you actually brought it up because it is impacting, right, all of us. But how it's specifically impacting our older adults is through what we're seeing is inactivity and social isolation. And what those two aspects can lead to is a reduction in engagement in how we normally go about our daily routine and just getting in and out of a car, walking around our environment, right? So we're kind of stuck in our homes. We also may not have the same support systems as we did previous, which could impact one of the other risk factors to falling, which is what we consider to be nutritional status. Right. Maybe we're not getting out to the grocery stores as often, or those that came to our home previous before COVID were helping us prepare meals, or you know, we were just engaging in a conversation with neighbors and having a cup of tea together, helping us to stay hydrated. And so COVID has impacted falls in a very significant way that has led to more poor nutritional status in our older adults, increase in dehydration in some of these emergency department admissions, and lower engagement in strength and balance routines, even if it wasn't intentional, just even getting out and about in our community.
And I think, you know, what that highlights is that both isolation, poor nutrition, you know, I call it the COVID 20, lack of activity has caused us to lose whatever balance or accelerate the loss of balance, which leads to one of the things that you, I know, feel strongly about, which is the importance of core strength in preventing preventing falls. So
that's right.
So let's marry the two of those if we can.
Absolutely. Well, this is going to go back to, I'm going to challenge you, Scott, for a second here. And thinking about all those risk factors that I kind of briefly skimmed over, besides falls being the number one leading reason, you know, that causes falls in older adults. So let's think about those folks that haven't experienced a fall. What do you think is the number one risk factor that contributes to falls in our community dwelling older adults?
The number one risk factor. Well, I since I didn't know you were going to ask me, if I would have said, I would say clutter, the physical surroundings. Would be where I would go first. Next, I would go to where you were earlier, which is polypharmacy, and and I know I'm probably not getting the right answer, so educate
me. Sorry about that. So it's poor lower extremity strength.
There you go.
Okay, so medications, contributing factor, nutritional status, contributing factor. All of these are factors. That's, again, why we say falls are multifactorial. Many reasons that lead to falls, but truly, besides the previous fall, poor lower extremity strength is truly the leading cause of why a majority of falls occur in older adults. It's not the only one, but it's the leading factor. So the good news, though, about that is that there is a lot you can do. It doesn't mean that you can't ignore all the other risk factors. That's why you have to engage with your team. You have to screen appropriately and truly assess and understand, well, what risk factors are truly presenting themselves in me as an individual, because we're all individualized. So the good news is this, before we get into some solutions, when you look at risk factors, we like to take all of those lists of what you can and can't manage, okay? So with risk factors, there's some, certain things we can't manage, like our age, okay? We can't control that. If we have a cognitive impairment or if we experienced a previous fall. But here's what we can manage. We can manage our home environment. So you did mention clutter. So the home environment is a contributing factor to falls, not the leading ones. We do want to look at strength and balance activities, our medication usage, even getting our vision checked, making sure we have proper footwear, and all of those things helps us minimize risk. So here's the bottom line. We are trying to look at falls like a chronic condition. Okay, so because fall risk is complicated, again, many factors, it requires the older adult, the caregiver, the healthcare professionals to all work together. And so we're trying to look at falls and change the conversation about them. And what that means is because we learn that there's so many factors that contribute to falls, and because as we get older, our complexities and conditions change a little bit differently, it's important that we screen and assess routinely because those things can change a little bit faster or more quickly than previously experienced as sort of our middle-aged years.
No, it's,
I
was going to say, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's fascinating that just today I talked to somebody who's actually going to be my guest next week, and her diagnosis was prompted by problems she was having with leg strength. It's really fascinating, and I want to hear more about it, and we will. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Stephanie Wierzbicka. Stephanie is the manager of strategic health programs for Best Life Brands, the Comfort Care division of. She's an expert in fall prevention and skills that you can develop to help prevent falls. Because if you didn't know, you do tonight, if you've been listening, that falls could be devastating to the quality of your life, and we want to prevent that. I know we had a caller in the last segment who hung up. If you want to reach me or just want to talk to me personally, you can call back, leave your number, I'll call you later, or if you want to talk to Stephanie or myself, or if any of you else out there want to talk to us, there's an easy way to do that. Just dial 1-877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
Hi, I'm Laura Olivares, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well. From safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one, Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We are thrilled that you are with us. We're talking tonight to Stephanie Wierzbicka. She is an expert on falls, and we've been explaining tonight, falls can have a devastating impact on the quality of your life, but there are ways, in fact, that you can prevent that. Stephanie has developed a program for the Best Life Brands organization called Gateway, and she is an expert on falls. Stephanie, we were talking about leg strength prior to the break and core strength. And I think when people say that, you know, because if you think about this, we've talked about nutrition, we talked about exercise, and when people talk about nutrition and exercise, sometimes eyes begin to glaze over because everybody talks about nutrition and exercise. But it is really important, and it doesn't have to be that hard. You don't have to go to a gym 5 days a week to build core strength, do you?
No, you don't. There are some things that you can do right from the comfort of your own home. And since you asked, I'm actually going to share two really simple activities that anyone can do. And in fact, I do it myself. I'm 42 and I still engage in these activities because it's important to me to stay engaged and continue to build my leg strength. And like I said earlier, it has been proven that you can actually continue to build muscle and leg strength all the way until you turn 95. Now, even though you might be 95, or we might even have some viewer guests here, right, listening in on that could be even be over the age of 95, you can still build muscle in your legs. So I just want to encourage everyone to consider these things. So here's two really simple activities. These actually come from the CDC. These are actually public domain tools and exercise routines that are available. So if you haven't ever considered, check out and see what's on the CDC or even the National Council on Aging website. They have a whole section there called fall prevention, public domain tools that are pretty incredible. So here's the first exercise that I recommend that helps build lower extremity strength along with core. It's called the 30-second chair stand. And what that is it's basically you go from a seated position to a standing one. And if you can just do it 30 seconds a day, but to be intentional about it. So what that means is as you're seated in a chair, ideally we want two hands up. So try not to use those armrests, but if you have to, go for it. It's okay. So what you want to do is just simply stand up and sit down. And what you want to do is see how many times you can actually do that in 30 seconds. And the first time you do that, you may only be able to do it three or four times. But what you'll notice is if you do it every day, by day 30, you might actually be able to do it eight times in 30 seconds. And that in itself is an improvement of outcome and something you should celebrate. Now, the second routine, so that challenges the leg strength. The second exercise that is recommended is something a little more comprehensive. It's called the four-stage balance test, but I'm just going to give you an example of one of those balance routines, which is to simply stand at your kitchen counter, put two hands on the counter, and lift one leg like a flamingo and see how long you can keep it there for. And if it's only 10 seconds, that's okay, because again, remember, as you do it every single day, you're going to see that by day 30, you're going to see an improvement of how long you can actually keep that leg up for. And then as you put that first leg down, then you're going to pull up that second leg, again, just like a flamingo, see how long you can keep it there for, and do that every day. Those are really simple exercises that we actually recommend to our clients to consider doing in their own home.
So, you know, I should tell people how they could reach you to get more information, particularly if we have anybody at a senior living community that would like to bring the skills and the tools that Stephanie is talking about. How can people reach you without, I mean, they can come to me, of course, but how can they reach you if they want to ask more about this program, this Gateway program?
Yeah, sure. So you could, of course, email me or call me. So my email address, it's pretty long, but it's SWIERZBICKA at comfortcare.com. And then anyone can also get in touch with me at 248-760-6045. Always happy to talk about falls. Even would be happy to provide a similar presentation to some of the things that Scott and I are discussing here, because it is important, and our primary objective with Gateway is to educate our communities and really take some deep dives on what these risk factors are, but again, looking at what some of those solutions are.
To circle back for 1 second, you know, the exercises that you were describing that you yourself can do at home, they're pretty simple. That is telling everybody that you do not need a physical therapist, although a physical therapist is really good at helping you build the kind of strength and teaching exercises that you can do yourself. You don't need a trainer, even though a trainer is really good. I go to a trainer twice a week. I usually hate it when I'm leaving the house, but love it when I'm leaving him. and there are other things too, and I want to talk about a few of those. If you've just tuned in tonight, I've been talking about falls, the prevalence of falls, the risk of falls, how you can avoid falls, and I've been doing that with Stephanie Wierzbicka, who is an expert on this. If you tuned in late, or if you tuned in early for the sports show, and now you heard what we're talking about, and you're sorry that you missed the rest of the show, I have good news. You can hear it anyway, because we podcast. Yes, we do. We'll be up and running tomorrow about 1 o'clock on all the podcast platforms. You'll be able to get this show or any of the other shows that we've done over the last 10 years. You just search OMG, I'm Getting, and up will pop, and you'll be able to hear Stephanie all over again right from the beginning, so you won't have missed any of the important information that she's been sharing. If podcasting is not your thing, and I understand that it's not really mine, but I get it, you can go to our website, Palm Beach, one word, palmbeach.comfortcare, comfortcare. Do not put a T in there. I know you want to. Spell check's going to make you. Don't do that. Comfort Care, comfortcare, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, there is no reason for you to have to listen tomorrow, because you can listen every Monday at 6 o'clock. You can set it on your iHeartRadio app, tune into True Oldies in Florida, 95.9, every Monday at 6. And, of course, we simulcast, so you can be anywhere. You can be anywhere at all, because we simulcast on TrueOldiesFLA.com. You never have to miss a show or be late again. Next week, a really, really interesting show. I'm going to be talking to Dr. Jonathan Jagged, who is a neurosurgeon specializing in deep brain stimulation surgery. I talked with him earlier this last week, and honestly, he is fascinating, but just as fascinating as my other guest, Suzanne, one of his patients, and she is going to talk about having gone through the DBS process, about how being awake during that surgery, which scares a lot of people, really wasn't anywhere near as frightening as we all think it should be. We're going to talk about how it has changed her life. So DBS surgery next week. I can't impress upon you enough how important that show is. If you know anybody struggling with Parkinson's, you definitely don't want to miss that show. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about an entirely different methodology. We're going to be talking about craniosacral therapy. The Upledger Institute is right here in Palm Beach, but I'm going to be talking to somebody from Utah who is going to be talking about some of the unique things that craniosacral therapy can help you with. I've spent some time with him. He's written a very interesting book. I encourage you to tune in. So next week, deep brain stimulation, 2 weeks, craniosacral therapy, which is a fascinating methodology to help people with all kinds of conditions. But in the time I have left here with my guest, Stephanie Wierzbicka, Stephanie, there are some community-based services available. Well, actually, before I get to the community-based services, cognition can play a role, right? As we begin to struggle with some of our cognition, can that play a role in falls as well?
Of course, yeah. In fact, a large percentage of most falls are relative to those with cognitive impairments or neurological disorders. So sometimes we actually look at that group of individuals living with those conditions, sometimes more so from injury management rather than fall prevention.
Right.
And what that means is I kind of like to say, you know, the mind is strong, but the body is weak. And unfortunately, that really does impact those individuals with those conditions, with dementia and Parkinson's. And so sometimes we try to identify different strategies. Exercise, first of all, is, again, the number one go-to for individuals with dementia and Parkinson's. Regardless of that condition, you can still engage in, you know, appropriate exercise that can help continue to build leg strength. But we also like to look at, well, we know that sometimes falls are inevitable with that population, so how can we manage the injuries experienced relative to those falls? So that's an entirely different conversation, but right. One totally worth having.
Right, which is why I wanted to get that in before I go to this, which is if you think that you may be at risk for a fall, or you know a neighbor, a friend, a family member who is, I know you're a firm believer in engaging with community-based services that are available. Mm-hmm. Can you share some of the ones that you are that are your go-tos that people should investigate if they think that that's important?
Yeah, you got it. So I like to first focus, of course, on home and community-based service providers like your skilled home health agencies and in-home care providers. Your skilled home health agencies covered by Medicare Part A. You've been paying into Medicare your whole life. You're paying for it now. If you're eligible, highly recommend it. They can help you with deprescribing high-risk medications. They can assess what we call your gait speed, the way you walk, how you walk, and implement a mobility plan that's specific to you. Okay, they have physical therapists. Whether it's appropriate or not, worth considering. The other aspect of your community in-home care providers besides skilled home health is, of course, your non-medical in-home care providers. Ultimately, they are your perfect partner for fall risk management. They can make falls a priority, and they should. They can also help recovery become more manageable if you experience one. And most importantly, a good home care provider will empower all members of your team to become fall risk managers and really rally around that older adult. And the end result of those two providers working together is that we're going to keep older adults living in the community, out of hospitals, to ultimately help reduce their risk of serious injury. Now, besides those two types of providers, some other great community-based resources that are actually national but are typically available locally are our Area Agency on Aging. A lot of their funding also helps keep our senior centers open, Meals on Wheels, but most importantly, a lot of times they also offer evidence-based health programs that are available for free. A lot of times our older adults don't even know that these agencies exist, even though as a home care provider, we're engaged with our Area Agencies on Aging all the time. So Google Area Agency on Aging, find out your local office, give them a call, and find out what type of fall risk management programs are available. Maybe if you have that nutritional status challenge, maybe they can help you get some meals to your home. Lots of options there. Another is the National Council on Aging. They have made older adults and all of the conditions that are being managed a priority. Fall risk management and fall prevention is a contributing cause of theirs. Lots of resources available, but most importantly, they have designed a really extensive network of evidence-based fall prevention self-management programs. You hear a lot about that, self-management and wellness, and you have to manage and engage in your own, you know, health outcomes and just the way you're feeling. And it's true, but sometimes we just don't know where to begin. And actually finding some classes that the National Council on Aging makes available, some include Matter of Balance, Tai Chi. Those are just a few examples of almost 14 different programs that they have available that are specifically around educating older adults on why falls happen and what you can do about it. And, really amazing.
And I just want to, for those who are listening or are interested in the AAA, 684-5885, 684-5885. Stephanie, I can't thank you enough. We didn't get to silver sneakers. We didn't get to the YMCA. There's a lot of things we didn't get to, but maybe we'll do it again someday. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be so informative to the audience. I really, truly appreciate your helping educate us all about the risk of falls and how to prevent them. It's been a real pleasure to have you. For the rest of you who are tuned in tonight, we're glad that you're with us. We'll be here next Monday night. We'll be talking about deep brain stimulation surgery, DBS surgery. It's a fascinating subject. You're not going to want to miss it. To everybody, get vaccinated, stay well. Stephanie, thanks again, and have a good night, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. See you next week. Good night.